How's it going, man? I'll tell you what, I'll move down one. How are you? Good to see you.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
How's it going?
So, guys, let's talk.
Let's break it down.
It was kind of easy. To the example of like, hey, I was expecting you to come into the room and go, bam, 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 bam. I'm viewed as kind of a figure that is always known for my WWE presence, which has been awesome. It's been almost two decades over there.
I know he has daddy's home.
So there are also that, but like Ferdinand was a great way for me to kind of take what I go through in normal life and kind of convert it to the screen. Ferdinand is big, and because of his size, people think that he will be something. But there's a lot more to him than being big. It's kind of the same thing with me. People are like, hey, man, we're going to have a steel cage match? I'm like, there's a time and a place for that, but it doesn't happen all the time. There's a lot more to me than meets the eye. Good question.
I love the scene when you were in the China.
We've recreated it out there. There's really? A China shop out there.
Really?
Yes.
What did you visualize when you had to, because the character was squeezing himself and trying to make their way through carefully, how did you visualize?
I thought it was a really cool, the story's so wonderful and the characters are so great, and being able to put an age-old joke like a bull in a china shop and make it make sense, it was cool that they actually did it. So just, you kind of take the saying and try to adapt it to the movie. Everything's gonna get destroyed, it's just a matter of when. So just doing whatever you can to lead them on the little journey of like, is it gonna break? No? Yes? Maybe? Okay, yeah, everything's gonna get destroyed. You had a question at the bottom?
Yes, I did. Great movie.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks.
I want to know, what would you like kids to learn from seeing the film? And for Nick, you have such a beautiful song. What do you hope children will learn from hearing your lyrics?
I'll let you go first.
Thank you for the compliment of the song. I think that, you know, there's a responsibility we all have in creative life in general to bring some positivity and light into the world if we can. Or at least that's the way I see it. And with this song, you know, being presented with the opportunity to write a song specifically for a film, it's a dream come true. You know, I think as an artist you have hearing your song on the radio and seeing your song in a movie. And so being able to accomplish that with this, with a song that means so much to me, it's about my family, and you know, home being the place you feel like you can be yourself and you can be who you want to be. Obviously, this story was a huge inspiration to the writing process, and just trying to do it justice as well, you know, and have it be a nice piece for the audience, but be something that I think tells a great message as well.
As far as the movie goes, I want kids to enjoy it, first and foremost. I want you guys to sit there and have a fun time in the movies, because that's what it's all about. I think if you try to force-feed a lesson to somebody, the first thing they're going to do is be like, no. So you make a good movie first. And then kids and families will be able to... I think there's so many things that you can take away from this movie. Me as Ferdinand, from Ferdinand's perspective, is, you know, don't be afraid to be yourself. What you see necessarily isn't what you get all the time. That it's more than just first impressions. But there are so many great characters throughout the whole movie, like the group of bulls learn that it's okay to have friends, and it's okay that your friends are different, and you don't all have to have the same goals. And then the El Primero even learns a little bit of a lesson at the end. Like, there are so many great lessons to be learned, but it's all like everyone can take something different away. I don't want to hammer home one message and force that to happen, because then you guys will all be like, oh no, forget it. I want you to go sit down and enjoy a great night at the movies.
Who is your favorite character and why?
Okay, I'm supposed to say Ferdinand, but I'm not going to. My favorite character was Lupe, because Kate McKinnon is hilarious, and I love the animation. Did you get to see it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not spoiling anything. Okay, so Lupe, even the small details like Lupe's fur, remind me of a dog, Winston, whom I love very much, and her mannerisms and like the goofy faces and like the way they structured her eyes and the mouth, and you combine that with Kate's voice and like all the crazy stuff she does, totally my favorite character. Lupe, by a long shot. No offense to whoever plays Ferdinand.
So how did they approach you guys saying, we're making Ferdinand, would you like to be Ferdinand, would you create a song? How did you
Well, I read the book when I was young, you know, and I think it meant a lot to me then, and as I got older, it meant a lot to me as an adult. And, you know, all they had to say was John Cena, and I was done.
Well, in that case, I have a bunch of ideas. I'm kidding. For me, it was easy as well. I was really intrigued to be able to work with Blue Skies, with the universes they've created. It's been fantastic. So you kind of know you're getting in the company of good folks, and the story was pretty good. Hey, we have this amazing bull who is larger than life and doesn't want to fight and spends the whole movie trying to convince people that it's okay. I was very, very intrigued from the first words. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead.
Was it hard playing your role?
No, it was easy. It was easy because the director is a crazy man. Okay, the director is this guy named Carlos, right? And he's been doing these animated movies for so long, and he's very good, and his crew is very good, too. Like, they know how to start from nothing and create these unbelievable universes. So when you do the voice stuff, it's not a lot of acting, but he's, like, really energetic. So you, like, get in there, and you, like, talk into the microphone. It's like, no, you gotta kind of be like this more. And then he gets you really excited, and before you know it, you're in, like, a full sweat, and, like, you're Ferdinand, and then he just is like, good job, now you can go home. So he's awesome. He was really, really cool. He was, like, a really good coach. So he took, like, somebody who didn't kind of know what they were doing and was like, man, I'm gonna coach you and make this awesome. So if it wasn't for him, it'd have been really tough. But he was really good, so it was really easy.
For both of you, Nick, after this experience, would you be interested in writing more music for film? And
can
you believe in
more animation? I'm definitely up for it. I mean, I think the exciting challenge about writing the song was that I was given a set of guidelines, you know, what they needed for tempo and overall feeling and emotion and everything else. And it's not usually how I go about things. I just walk in a room and create. And I think being given even more sort of broad strokes and you know, the opportunity to sort of jump in and do a film that's maybe even dramatic with some writing to it could be really interesting. And you know, it's an open slate. But I think music in films has been something that's always been really important to me as a fan of movies like The Lion King or, you know, Beauty and the Beast, where some of those iconic songs, you know, it becomes such a part of our culture, our life. It'd be nice to get the shot to do something like that.
And animation's great. It's like you get to create this unreal universe that is believable. And when it's done well, by the end of the movie, you don't believe anything other than what you've seen. A lot of times in WWE, you have to create these stories out of thin air and make people become invested in who you are. Animation gives you so many more tools to do that. Because if you're like, well, we'd like to create a talking bull, no problem, we got that, we can do that. Can you make the voice for it? Because we can do it. So I think it just opens up the possibility to do whatever you want. And I think the reason that children gravitate more towards animation is because children have wonderful imaginations. So as long as I can keep my 8-year-old brain up in here, I'll be all right. Yes?
Hold on.
Patience is a virtue. Oh. We're going to get to you. It's all right. It's okay.
I apologize.
Go right ahead.
How did you feel when you got chose for Ferdinand and you got chose to write the song?
I was thrilled. I was glad they gave me a shot at it. I wrote three other songs that I didn't feel were good enough for this movie. And then by the fourth time, I finally got it. And I went in and played in the song. And I was, you know, really nervous because I was thinking maybe they wouldn't like it. And then everyone said they loved it. And I got the job, so I was very, very happy.
I was very happy because I knew it was going to be, like, super fun. And it was. So I was very happy. I thank you for your patience.
And my question, are you working on any other upcoming animation or films?
Not on the soundtrack front. I just finished a film up in Montreal based off another book series called Chaos Walking. And then I'm in a movie called Jumanji that comes out in December.
Mm-hmm. We know that well.
So that, go see that too, please.
You're in it or it's your soundtrack?
No, I'm in it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Acting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fun cast, and the movie's great. It's very funny.
What's your role in Jumanji?
I can't say too much about it because it's a big secret. But basically, the story of this movie is that these four kids get sucked into the game this time and go on their journey, and they become their avatars. So it's Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Karen Gillan, and then they need help along their journey, and that's when I appear. And I
surprise them. Yes.
Animation versus movie, which one do you like more?
It's all telling stories. And I think that's important. I think the most important thing is to do stuff that you like. You know, whether it's a story you read that is going to be real folks or a story that you read that is going to be talking animals. As long as you can relate to it and you can see yourself doing it, I think that's what makes a good movie.
How do you prepare to be a bull? The voice of a bull.
Well, so you read the story and you realize what makes these things... these universes so believable is the human traits that whatever it is, a car, a plane, a truck, an emoji, a bull, it makes it real because we as humans can relate to what they're going through. So you read the story, you're like, oh, Ferdinand's just having a tough time letting everybody know who he is. We've all had moments like that. So that's easy. So it wasn't as tough as people think. It really is a cool story about this unique, gifted bull who chooses to use his gifts in a certain way when everybody's like, no, you should really do this. But he's like, Mom, kind of just cool over here doing this. We're good with that, right? And spends the whole movie kind of trying to explain himself.
What's your favorite part to film out of all this?
All the effort stuff, because I didn't realize it would be so tough. Like I said, Carlos is awesome, but he is he knows what he needs, and what he needs is, like, when you're running after a train, get your butt in gear and you run after the train. So, like, it was surprising how much work it was. Mm-hmm. Usually people think, like, voiceover thing's just going to be like you put on headphones and you talk into a microphone. It was mm-hmm. It was so fun because it was rewarding, and then seeing it, like, I understand why he needed what he needed, because now it looks like we're all barely gonna make it, you know. So it's pretty cool.
How do you do that for that scene? Do you run in place for a second to kind of get yourself?
And
because you're already fit.
And if you can't run in place, you run outside for a little bit and then come on back in. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bunch of different stuff they can do, but a lot of it involves activity that I didn't necessarily expect, but was happy to do.
Mm-hmm. What's easier, wrestling or voiceover work?
I'm more comfortable in a WWE ring. But voiceover work is much easier. Much easier.
I wonder why.
So for